Hello and welcome to a Math Zorro podcast. I am your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of math at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking Dominosa with our guests today, Connie D'Urso and Davida. Hello.
Hi.
All right, so why don't you let us know a little bit about yourself?
I'm Connie, and I am an undergraduate for mathematics at Queens College. I am graduating.
Very Congratulations. Exciting.
Thank you. And I just cannot wait to finish school. That's pretty
there
much
you go, it. There you go. All right, Davida?
I'm Davida. I am a math graduate student. I'm a graphics designer. And I do too many things.
Hey, don't we all? All right, so this semester you worked on a research project. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. We decided to look at this game Dominosa, which you're given a board with numbers on it, and you have to arrange dominoes on the board such that no two dominoes have the same pair of numbers. And we decided to count how many ways you can win, or how many boards are winnable.
Depending on the mod and the mod number and the size of the board.
All right. So what you're saying is so Dominosa is a game. Normally the numbers are arranged in a rectangular grid.
Yes.
Okay. The numbers are prearranged, and then you're more so marking off the dominoes, blocking off two by twos, marking off one by twos on the full board.
So you're basically circling to or pairing up the numbers
right.
into being dominoes.
Right.
And then you want to make sure that no two dominoes that you've chosen have the same numbers.
Right, correct.
It's like a word find, and you can't find the word more than once.
Okay, got it. So, and then your question that you wanted to ask was?
We wanted to see if there was a correlation between boards of the same area but different dimensions, and
we found there is not.
No.
You're saying something like a 2x6 board and a 3x4 board.
Exactly.
And you're looking to see if we put the number, if we had the right number of numbers on there.
And we found that there are not only different ways, obviously, to lay out the numbers, but the number of ways to win each board is different. If it's a 2x6, there are 13 ways to win. If it's
at most,
and if there's it's a 3x4, at most there's 11 ways to win. So from the start, you know that there's a different number of winnable boards for each size, the same area.
We hypothesized based on the domino placements without numbers.
Okay, so why don't we talk about that? I think that wasn't very clear. So why don't we talk about? So you're saying, let's say you have a 2x6 board and you have a 3x4 board. Now you're talking about doing what to them?
To lay the dominoes themselves down on the board.
Mm-hmm.
You have 13 ways to configure the dominoes, numbered, not numbered, on a 2x6 board, and then there are 11 ways to lay out dominoes on a 3x4 board. Mm-hmm. So before even numbering a board, there are different numbers of winnable ways.
Number ways of placing the dominoes.
Okay.
And just from that alone, we hypothesized that there might not be the same amount of winnable boards. So area really doesn't play a role in the winnable combinations or the winnable boards. There are configurations, if you will.
Okay, so you were your first thought was, if we have boards of the same area but different shapes, then we're going to ask how many different winnable configurations you are. And the first thing you looked at was how many ways could you just put dominoes on,
right,
where we ignore completely what the numbers are.
Exactly. We wanted to see, just so we knew before numbering the boards, what the different ways we could place the dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty much, you know, simple configurations. It was kind of repetitive. It depended on how many dominoes were horizontal and how many were vertical.
Very intuitive.
Okay, so this now, so now getting into your main question about figuring out configurations, mm-hmm. what kind of methods did you use when you were looking at that?
We tried a few different ways of just seeing how the tiles would lay out. So the first idea, which was completely incomplete, was just how many different ways to arrange the tiles on a 2x6 board.
The numbers, yeah. Like the
the dominoes themselves.
Oh, are you talking about the dominoes or are you talking about the numbers? Because we did the
dominoes. I did first.
Well, the dominoes was just by complete enumeration. We just wrote them out, literally, just checked, make sure that we had every single possible way.
So let's be a little bit clearer. So you're saying, what are you talking about by putting dominoes down?
So if there are 13 ways to lay down a 2x6 board,
okay,
then there are 13 factorial ways to lay down a winning size 13 board without taking into consideration the fact that you have three tiles that are not going to have the same digit on them.
Wait a minute.
And I think you're getting...
That's the first thing that I...
No, about the 13 factorial
wasn't
the right
even
one.
In. That's not right. We didn't have 13 factorial. With 13 times 6 factorial. So here's what
six
happened. Once we figured out blank domino configurations,
okay,
we decided to look at the numbers we were placing on the board. And for a board of area 12, it seemed wise to use the numbers of modular 2, which consists of 0, 1, and 2, and we were doing the two permutations of mod 3. So what happens is we get pairs of zeros, ones, and twos, and we also thought of putting just how many ways can you put zeros, ones, and twos on a board of
mm-hmm.
size n by m, but that takes into account boards of all zeros, boards of all ones, and boards of all twos.
And those don't work.
And exactly. So we decided to look at the two permutations, which gives us six pairs.
Which means you've got an extra eight ways to do.
Well, we have the six pairs. So placing, and that's perfect because there are only six dominoes for a board of area 12 that you can
mm-hmm.
make. So we place those down, and that gives us six factorial ways to place those pairs on the board of
mm-hmm.
numbers.
Okay.
But we had to take into consideration that half of those pairs are composed of distinct numbers.
Right.
So 0, 1, 1, 2, and 0, 2.
Okay.
And if you leave them in their spaces but switch the numbers around, so the domino would look the same, but the numbers are now in a different order. That's a different board. So that's 2 to the 3 different ways to arrange those three dominoes.
Okay, and so you're saying that given one particular way of placing all the dominoes down, then you can fill those dominoes with numbers
mm-hmm.
in six factorial ways to arrange which domino goes in which slot,
right.
And then 3 times 2 to the 3rd for each of those distinct pairs. You can switch
correct.
The 0 and the 1 to be a 1 and a 0.
Exactly.
And so that gave you an answer about how many ways you could put dominoes on a board.
Yes.
All right, was that the end of the story?
No, because that gives you the same answer for anything sized with anything with an area of size 12.
Because if you just look at the 6 factorial times 2 to the 3rd, that's 5,760 different ways. And for a 1x12 board where there's only one way to place the dominoes, that would be your answer.
Okay.
But we have to take into consideration how many ways you can place dominoes on larger boards of, you know, size n by n. And for boards of area 12, the 2x6, you'd have to multiply by 13 because there are 13 domino configurations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also were only taking into consideration winning boards. So we needed to take out the boards that had no wins, or in the situation that is, some boards had all 13 ways to win on a 2x6. We found boards that had 13 different ways to win the exact same board of the exact same number configuration.
So now we're talking about something different. We're talking about the numbers underlying the board. Before we were talking about putting dominoes down and putting the numbers on the dominoes.
The numbers underlying the board is actually an interesting story. It was hard to count for overcounting because one board can have 13 different ways to win. And what we were counting was every single possible board. And so we definitely knew there were some repeated boards.
Mm-hmm.
And our professor gave us a very, very good idea of scaling down the size of the board,
okay.
The area. So we looked at area 6.
Okay.
We looked at smaller boards and doing the same style of mathematics, thinking about, we put it in modular 2, so we're only working with zeros and ones, and, you know,
finding the three configurations
of the blank dominoes, similar style. It was 32 that it came out to be.
36.
36, sorry. Boards. So that could easily be drawn out and written out all of them,
right. Which she did.
So going to a smaller problem helps out.
Yes, and I was able to count the repeats. So that in actuality, there were only 18 boards, 18 numberings of these boards that had winning combinations.
And about some four of them had three and
ways to place the dominoes.
Yeah.
Some had two, and some had one way only to win.
Okay, so you looked at these 2x3 boards that had zeros and ones on it, and when you had different domino tilings and you overlaid them, you actually got the same numbers underneath.
Exactly.
And sometimes those numbers occurred for a couple of different tilings. Sometimes they were unique.
Right.
And so what did that end up doing in terms of your in terms of your larger project?
So we went from there, and then doubled it and went from 2x3 to 2x6 and found, looked at those patterns to see if we could find patterns for the bigger boards.
We noticed a pattern in which the numbers were placed, and the pattern in which the numbers were placed dictated how many wins.
Okay.
That how many winnable domino configurations could be on that board. So,
we took those configurations
and essentially doubled it for a 2x6 board for the remaining two partitions.
Okay.
Simultaneously at a kitchen table, we individually found patterns for 2x6 that give you a 13 win, a board with
also
13
wins. One win, we found 10 wins, 6 wins, etc., etc.
But not all simultaneous.
The patterns were very interesting, and it seems that it's a lot more structured.
When you have a lot of solutions, then the numbers that are on the board are structured.
Yes.
And when there are only a certain number of numbers to go down, and in the mod it evens out. So in our case, in mod 3, you could only put 4 of each number.
Mm-hmm.
That being a very specific option, then we were able to take these configurations or patterns that
mm-hmm.
we found and multiply them by 3 factorial using 1, 0, 1, and 2
mm-hmm.
to find how many different ways to make that one board. So
okay.
The 13 boards and then so on.
So did you ever come up with an answer, or did you just learn a lot about the structure of
what's
happening?
We learned a lot about the structure. If we did have a little bit more time, we probably could have delved deeper into the patterns and seen how many ways we could use that pattern.
Okay.
And if we found that would be how many boards with that specific pattern have that many winnable combinations, and that would shrink the number down to a smaller, to a more accurate number of the winnable boards.
We did find a floor and a ceiling.
Okay. So if you don't have an exact answer, you found a lower bound and an upper bound.
Yes.
So we're rummaging through the posters that are here in the room.
Without breaking anything.
We're trying to, at least.
Well, I know the floor, well, the lower bound is 5,760, whereas the upper bound is 74,880.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so you have some bound, you have some upper and lower bounds in terms of what the correct answer
That's
is.
That's for Area 12, boards of Area 12.
Okay.
Specifically sized.
Well, no, just any board of Area 12. For 2x6.
Okay. So I asked you to bring in a number for us today. What did you choose for us?
Well, Rhymes. It started off as 13, mainly because of the number of ways we could place blank dominoes on these boards. But doing this project, it seemed that primes were a common thing that kept popping up.
So you'd like to have more than one number?
Yes, please.
We found that the ways to configure the tiles that we have found so far and in the pattern that we were shown by our professor on the internet, which confirmed our patterns, that the number of ways to tile these boards with 1x2 dominoes on the however big board you go seemed to be primes.
There we go. We got a lot of prime numbers in there.
Yes,
and we love primes.
We do love primes. In fact, 13's my favorite number.
Mine's 37.
All right, so what was the most difficult part about this project?
Overcounting.
Yes, trying to find ways to account for it.
Realizing there were more ways that we overcounted without meaning to.
Yeah, we definitely knew there was multiple boards with the same numberings but different domino configurations, and it because there was no concrete formula for finding whatever we did find already, it just made it that much harder to account for that overcounting.
Right. Ideally, if every arrangement of numbers had the same number of domino placements that you could put on it, then it would be easy.
Right.
And it would be boring.
You're right, certainly. But that's not the case here at all, that you had numbers that you had boards that were unique, had only one way to put the dominoes on it, and you had boards that had 13 different ways to put the dominoes on
it. Made for fun subway rides and long nights of not studying other classes.
Procrastination.
It's the keystone to all mathematics.
All right, so did you want to add something else in terms of what you would want to study next, or did we cover that already?
Well, study next in terms of this particular project, to further the project, or just in general?
Well, in general.
I think I could speak to overlap you.
Okay.
I think I could speak for both of us to say that if we could spend the next semester just continuing this project to see how big our patience would take us on
maybe find an
areas,
algorithm for all boards.
That would be awesome. If we could just sort of go, ta-da, this is how this works.
No matter what numbers you put in,
no matter what
N and M are, you can figure out the exact number of boards. That would be really cool.
I mean, neither of us are naive enough to think that just one more semester, another 16 weeks, would help us do that.
Well,
but
that's
if
all
we
doing.
Could do that, we would totally do that.
That's the joy of mathematical research. You just
yeah.
like
if you're being
you just
paid.
Want. You just want right. Yes. So, yeah. You if you see a question and you're like, I want to know the answer.
But I'd have to say my favorite part of our project.
Yeah.
Was. The non-graphics graphics that we made of the dominoes on pure word processor. But then, that was only second to our unnecessarily quirky boards that we made personally with stars and fruity drinks.
That's right. So what if you look on the if you look for the poster that will is on a graphics on the website, you'll be able to see their poster, which they made some interactive dominosa boards for everybody to try out
and
take off and actually try to fit the dominoes on in a certain way. And
there's no reason to discriminate against numbers, because I know some people like myself will see a pattern in the numbers and stick with it. So instead, we've used
images.
All right.
To
Very
represent
good.
Those numbers.
All right. So thanks for coming in today and for sharing your research.
Thank you.
All right. And so this has been a MathZorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com.
Yay.